In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In the last lecture, we just spoke general introduction about the spiritual warfare. In this lecture, actually, I like to speak about the offensive and the defensive warfare. In the natural world, in the natural war, in the war among the kingdom of the earth, usually there are two types of warfare, offensive and defensive. Defensive اللي هي الدفاعية، انك بتدافع. Offensive اللي هي الهجومية. So offensive and defensive. Actually, in the spiritual warfare, there is offensive and defensive strategies. There is offensive and defensive strategies. What is the difference between defensive spiritual warfare and offensive spiritual warfare? Defensive is a battle to defend a territory. بالدافع. It is a warfare that waits for the enemy to attack you. And then actually you respond by defending yourself. Here actually, the defender respond and make decision forced on him by the attacker. يعني أنا, how to defend myself, I will see how Satan is attacking me, and then I will make my decision. So in a way, my decisions are based on the attacker and the techniques that Satan uses. This type of warfare does not advance into the enemy territory. يعني أنا عمري ما هتقدم في أرض العدو by defensive techniques. دي محتاجة offensive techniques, محتاجة هجوم. لكن defensive just to protect and to defend your territory. Definitely it is important. I'm not saying it's not important, the defensive strategies, because Satan constantly attacking us as believers. But we should not be content only with the defensive warfare, but also we should employ the offensive warfare. إيه بقى offensive warfare? Offensive warfare is aggressive warfare against Satan. It is not a warfare waiting and responding in defense, but it is a warfare taking the initiative to attack Satan in his territory. In the offensive warfare, the enemy is identified, his strategy is recognized, and then we try to advance ourselves in his territory. In the offensive warfare, the attackers, has the advantage or have the advantage of making the decisions first. Not like the defensive warfare. إحنا اللي بنعمل القرارات. An offensive warfare gains territory rather than defend territory. يعني إيه الكلام ده؟ If you go and preach non-believers and you are trying to convert them to Christianity and make them believe in Christ, this is offensive warfare. Here you are attacking the territory of Satan and try to actually release people through the power of the Holy Spirit from his territory, from his kingdom, and actually transferring them into the kingdom of Christ. The ministry of the lost or the prodigal son or the lost sheep is also an offensive warfare, because those who are taken captives by Satan whether in any type of sin or addiction or any type of captivity, you are trying to bring them back to Christ. This is offensive warfare. تعرفين, the church has a role and a ministry toward every single person in the world. The church has a ministry toward every single person in the world. We can classify the people, any person in the world will fall under one of three categories. Either an active believer in the church, or a lost sheep, يعني he is a believer, but now he is lost, or he is a non-believer. أي إنسان هتشوف في العالم هتلاقيه واحد من الثلاثة دول. يا active believer, يا lost sheep, يا non-believer. عشان كده أقدر أقول the main ministries of the church are three. Ministry directed toward the active believer, ministry directed toward the lost sheep, and ministry directed toward the unbelievers. The ministry that is directed toward the active believer, this is the defensive warfare. I'm defending my territory. And unfortunately, this is, in many, many churches, is the main ministry. إن إحنا بنخدم الناس اللي بيجوا الكنيسة وبس. And try to protect them. And try to defend them. So I can see the offensive warfare like, مش عايز أقول does not exist. But in reality it's very, very weak. It's very, very weak. طبعا ال ministry directed toward the active believer ليها two dimensions. One dimension is to protect them from being lost. And the second dimension, to nurture and nourish them to grow into the likeness of Christ. يبقى الناس الموجودين جوه الكنيسة, الكنيسة بتخدمهم انها تحميهم ان هم to be lost, وفي نفس الوقت how to grow into the likeness of Christ. طب those who are lost, هنا بقى محتاجين offensive techniques. Offensive warfare. اللي الشيطان خدهم captives دول. ولاد الكنيسة اللي كانوا شمامسة وكانوا خدام, كانوا خادمات وكانوا بيحضروا مدارس الأحد. And now they are not anymore. ما تجيش بقى نقول خلاص ما تجيش الكنيسة واشطب اسمه من الليستة بتاعتي وخلصت على كده. ما ينفعش. We have ministry toward them. And this ministry برضو ليها two dimensions. ال dimension are only searching. نحن نروح و try to approach them. فين الترنيمة بتاعت احنا اولاد الراعي يقول سارح وبيدور على الخروف الضار. Exactly that we need to do. ان احنا نخرج ندور على الولاد دول. How to approach them. وبعد كده another ministry لما نلاقيهم دول بيرجعوا they are full of wounds. Wounded. ففي another ministry اسمها healing ministry. How to be healed in order actually ان هم يرجعوا to be active member in the church of God. A third group which is also an offensive warfare, اللي هي evangelism, هي directed toward the non-believers. كيف يؤمنون بلا كارز? How they believe without a preacher? And here we have to preach, that's the first dimension. To preach the word of God, the truth. Preach the gospel to all the nations. God give us the gospel, not to keep it for ourselves, but to preach it. Baptize them. Baptize them in the name of the Father. You'll transfer them from the kingdom of Satan to the kingdom of God. Now they are born into the kingdom of God, into the church of God. Baptize them in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. Baptizing them, دي اللي بنسميها grafting. يعني الأول في preaching, إنك بتكرز بالكلمة, وبعدين you graft them. بتطعموا, you implant them in the body of Christ. بتطعموا في الزيتونة الأصلي. يبقى actually there are three ministries, and each ministry has two dimensions. Our ministry directed toward the active believers in the church, والتو دايمنشن بتاعتها واحدة بروفيلاكتيك أو بريفنتيف، إن أنا إزاي أحميهم إن هم ما يدعوش، والتانية نيرشرينج، إزاي ينمو toward the, to be Christ like. The lost sheep ministry which is an offensive warfare فيها searching outreach بروح أدور عليهم، وبعدين فيها healing. The third one which is directed toward the non-believers فيها preaching كرازة وبعدين grafting or implanting how to implant them and graft them into the body of Christ. So نقدر نقول the offensive warfare is the only warfare which reach the world with the gospel of Christ. We cannot remain in our comfortable churches practice defensive strategies only. We cannot. Lakin actually, we have to advance into the enemy territory and try to bring people. عشان كده ربنا قال ايه؟ ولي خراف اخر ليست من هذه الحظيره. ينبغي. I have other sheep, not of this sheepfold. I must go and bring them also so they will be one flock and one shepherd. But the common factor in the defensive and offensive warfare, the common factor في الاثنين دولت, إن هي it needs a, it involve, both of them involve personal action. Personal action. Active. يعني you cannot be passive and you will win the war. في active participation. عمر ما حد بيطلع الحرب بقعد كده relaxed. احنا in a continuous war. يعني نفسي بعد المؤتمر ده نخرج كده واحنا عارفين ان احنا we are in a continuous warfare. Satan does not rest. And again, I'm not saying this to scare you, but to be aware and to be ready. And by the way, actually, في question جه هنا لما بيقول if we are victorious in Christ, then actually the victorious person does not fight. He already won the war. And لما بقول ان احنا we are victors in Christ or we are winners in Christ, I mean ان احنا we know that we will win the war. We are confident 100% of the end result. If we remain in Christ, we know that the kingdom of God will defeat the kingdom of Satan. No doubt about it. واخدين بالكم؟ فما بتكلمش على ان احنا already won. بتكلم على already we will win if we abide in Christ. We will win if we abide in Christ. فلما بقول ان احنا we are victors, I mean we know the end result. We know how this war will end. We are sure, we are so confident of the outcome of this war. In order to understand, قبل ما اتكلم بقى على offensive weapons و defensive weapons, في passage from 2 Kings chapter 13, from verse 14 to 19. I want to study this passage معاكو, لأن it will help us to understand the strategy of the warfare. The strategy of the warfare. 2 Kings from chapter 13, from verse 14 to verse 19. وبرضه لو تحطها على السكرين يبقى كويس. بيقول ايه؟ إليشا had become sick with the illness of which he would die. Then Joash, the king of Israel, came down to him and wept over his face and said, O my father, the chariots of Israel and their horsemen. So King Joash here start to weep and cry because Elisha will die. And Elisha for him is the chariot of Israel and horsemen. يعني إيه the chariot of Israel and horsemen? يعني the forces
by which Joash will win the war. فهنا بقى الجزء الجاي ده بقى جميل قوي. From verse 15. And Elisha said to him, take a bow and some arrows. So he took himself a bow and some arrows. قال له خد قوس وسهام. So he took a bow and some arrows. هقراها لكم كلها بعدين هرجع تاني نقطة نقطة. So he put his hand on it. Joash put his hand on the bow. And then Elisha put his hand on the king's hand. واخدين بالكم؟ يعني الأول the king put his hand on the bow and then Elisha put his hand on the king's hand. And he said, Elisha said to the king, open the east window. And he opened it. Then Elisha said, shoot. And he shot. And he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. For you must strike the Syrians at Afik till you have destroyed them. Then he said to them, Elisha said to the king, take the arrows. So he took them. And he said to the king of Israel, strike the ground. So he struck three times. الكينج خد الارو and he struck three times and stopped. وقف. And the man of God was angry with him. Elisha became angry. وقال له, you should have struck five or six times. Then you would have struck Syria till you had destroyed it all. But now you will strike Syria only three times. تعالوا بقى ناخد some principles from this. Actually, there are six principles in this passage for the spiritual warfare. Six principles in this passage. Our principle, you need to demonstrate your intention to fight. You need to demonstrate your intention to fight. لما قال له ايه? When he told him, take a bow and some arrows. So he took himself a bow and some arrows. By taking, actually St. Paul is telling us the same words. In Ephesians chapter 6, St. Paul will like, take the sword of the Spirit. As Elisha said to the king, take bow and some arrows, St. Paul is telling us, take the sword of the Spirit and declare the war. And by the way, يعني احنا لما نيجي نتكلم على the whole armor of God, عايز اقول لكم حاجتين about the whole armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6. حاجتين مهمين قوي قوي قوي. That actually you have to have the whole armor of God on all the time. You have to put it on all the time. If you understand you are in a continuous war, then you cannot take it on and off. Once you take it off, you will be wounded. So you have to put on the whole armor of God all the time. And the second point, the armor of God are six pieces. You cannot have three or two. You have to put the whole armor of God if you want to win. عشان كده احنا الواحد يجي يقول لك ايه? يقول لك, معلش يا ابونا, انا I was busy so I couldn't read the Bible. And I was very, very busy. ما عنديش وقت, كان عندي امتحانات وكده. I don't have time to pray. Actually, if every time you don't read the Bible or you don't pray, actually you are going to the war without the armor of God. As simple as that. So you will be wounded at least, if not defeated. تخيل كده واحد رايح الحرب. You are going to a real war. Natural war, بس قلنا ما كانش عنده وقت فمش هقدر اخد معاه الاسلحة ورايح الحرب. What do you expect? At least you will be wounded. If you understand that you are in a war, it's not matter عندي وقت ما عنديش وقت. It's not an option. You have to have the whole armor of God. All the time. All the pieces. Otherwise, you will be wounded. You will be defeated. have to have this mind. Your enemy is like a roaring lion. St. Peter said so. We are not wrestling against human being, but against spiritual forces. You need to be ready and watchful all the time. You cannot go the war without the armor of God. So take the bow and the arrows, as Elisha said to the king of Israel. You need actually to take the armor of God, your spiritual weapons. That's number one. Number two, put your hands on the weapons. Elisha told the king to put his hand upon the bow. Then Elisha laid his hands upon the king's hand. So the strategy here is to put your hand on the bow, and then God's hand will be on your hand. To take your part, to do your part, then God actually will put his hand on your hand. To touch the floor of the Jordan River, then God will split it. If you have the weapon, but you don't put your hand on the weapon, how it will help you? If you know the verses, but you don't put your hand on verses, when Satan attacks you, how you will win? And many times we know the verses, but we don't apply the verses. We know that we need to resist the devil. We know that we need to abstain from all appearance of evil. We know it. So, but we don't actually put our hand. We don't try to do it. Then actually, God will not put his hand on my hand. I will be defeated. So, number one, you have to have the intention by taking the, or putting on the whole armor of God. Number two, start using the armor of God. لو انا رحت الحرب ومعايا الاسلحه بس ما استخدمتهمش، شايلهم كده ما استخدمتهمش، زي قلتهم. It's not enough to have the weapon, but you need to start using them. And once you start using them, the hand of God will be upon your hand and you will win. Number three. قال له open the window. وقال له open the window eastward. لأن ده كان الدايركشن بتاع سيريا. كان العدو جاي من سيريا. فعشان كده قال open the window of the place Israel enemy was to the east. عشان كده إليشا told him to open the window eastward. God wants you to open up the windows of every area at your life اللي هي exposed to failure, exposed to defeat, exposed to bondage. The area in which actually the enemy is victorious over you. Opening these windows, that's exactly what we do in the sacrament of confession. لأن أنا في sacrament of confession بقول these are the areas from which Satan is attacking me. زي ما كان the enemy of Israel will come from the east, هي سيريا. فأنا ممكن أقول لأبونا أنا I'm opening a window. I know إن أنا my weakest point is self-control. Satan attacks me because I lack discipline. I don't have discipline. I don't have self-control. That's why I'm indulged in many, many sins. Maybe my window is my pride, my ego. Maybe my window is the futility of the mind. Whatever this window is, you need to open it. لأن أنت, you will direct your weapons toward your enemy now. اعرف الشيطان بيحاربك منين. اذكر من أين سقطت وتوب. That's opening the window. Know from where you have fallen. This is the starting point. Open the window. Number four, Elisha told the king, shoot and the king shot. Be offensive in the war against Satan. Don't wait until Satan attacks you and then resist. But be offensive. بمعنى ايه؟ يعني واحد مثلا الافكار الشريرة بتحارب وتعبان من الافكار الشريرة. Instead of waiting until Satan attacks me with evil thoughts and now I resist, no. To be offensive, I will preoccupy my mind all the time with pure thoughts, with the Lord's prayer, with Jesus' prayer, with Jesus' name. So Satan, when he comes to attack me, he cannot approach me. And actually, not only that, but by shooting the Jesus' name towards Satan, actually he will, cannot approach to attack him. ففي فرق بين ان انا I wait until Satan come and attack me with evil thought and then I try to resist. وما بين ان انا I know this is my window, my weakness, the evil thoughts. فانا من اول ما بصحى and Jesus' name is my mind. I'm shooting these arrows towards Satan all the time. So Satan cannot actually approach me. ده هنا being offensive in your war. لما تقول يا رب يسوع المسيح ارحمني، يا رب يسوع المسيح، مش كده بيسموها الصلاة السهمية. It's arrow. I shoot it toward Satan to be offensive. وبعد كده قال له كلمة حلوة قوي. بعد ما رمى قال له سهم خلاص للرب. سهم خلاص للرب. These arrows, when you shoot them, they are actually arrows of victory to the Lord. Arrows of victory to the Lord. And God actually is asking us every day to shoot towards Satan. مش كده سان بول قال لك take the sword of the Spirit. مش كده قال لك sharper than two-edged sword. تعرف لما تكون عندك two-edged sword, so you will be offensive and defensive. يبقى من الناحيتين. So one side to be offensive and other side to be defensive. Number five. بعد ما هو استخدم البو قال له take the arrows وبعدين strike. But the king struck three times. وقف. And actually Elisha became angry. ده اللي كتير بنعمله. بعد الاعتراف افضل اصلي اسبوع واقف ما كملش وارجع تاني to my old habits. After I get motivated and I start my spiritual warfare, I may continue for 1 week, 2 weeks, and then زي ما دايما نقول الريزوليوشن بتاعت النيو يير by January 5 خلاص اوفر. And he became very angry. So what, يعني number five, know the objective. What is the objective? ربنا عايزك to have total victory. Total victory. شوف قال له ايه. قال له in verse 19, the man of God was angry with him and said, you should have struck five or six times. Then you would have struck Syria till you had destroyed it all. You have destroyed it all. قال لكن now you strike Syria only three times. You will not actually destroy it all. Once you stop striking your arrows, you will be wounded and defeated. عشان كده the objective to have victory, total victory, not a partial victory. So the king, by striking the ground only three times, he settled for partial victory. لكن ربنا, God's objective for you to have total victory. هقول لك يعني ايه مثلا. يعني ممكن واحد struggling مثلا with pornography. فهي will attack this until يعني to have victory in this area. لكن maybe at the same time مثلا he is smoking. but he's not actually warring in this area. He's not fighting in this area. So he's content with partial victory. So partial victory can be either in time, يعني انت مثلا you fight for 3, 4, 5 days or 1 week or 2 weeks and you stop fighting, or maybe fighting in one area, not in all the areas. That's partial victory. يعني ممكن واحد مثلا بيجي له evil thoughts, so he will try to attack the evil thoughts. لكن مثلا عنده the sins of tongue, خطايا اللسان, it's okay. يكذب, اشتم, احلف, it's okay. Not a big deal. Everybody does this. No. Rabbana wants you to have total victory. شوف Elisha بيقول لك became very angry. لأن هو he did not continue. وآخر نقطة إن what happened then happened between Elisha and the king in the secret chamber في الأوضة بتاعت Elisha during his illness. But actually what happened in the secret chamber determined the outcome of the battle with Syria. لأن عايز أقوله لك when first in your inner room, in your secret place, when first within yourself, وانت واقف بتصلي في مخدعك, and if you want there, then when you go to the real world, actually, you will be victorious in the actual battles of life. Without winning in the secret chamber, you will lose the actual battles of life. يبقى احنا عرفنا هنا ان في at least 6 principles to win the war. Number 1, demonstrate your intention to fight. Number 2, put your hands on the weapon and God will put his hand on your hands. Number 3, open the windows of your weakness. انت عارف الشيطان will attack you through these windows. Number 4, shoot. Number 5, know the objective is total victory and not partial victory. لان partial victory لو هتسيب مكان للشيطان in your life, actually it's like cancer to spread in the rest of your body. شايف الكانسر لو ما عملوش total removal of the cancer, start to spread, start to grow. فنفس الكلام partial victory is removing part of the cancer and leaving other part. So the other part will grow again. That's why the objective is total victory, not partial victory. وآخر نقطة, win within yourself first in the secret chamber, then actually you will win in the real battle of life. عايز أطمنكو in this war we are not alone. We have the Holy Spirit with us. So again, our victory is يعني for sure. عارفين the Holy Spirit اللي هي restraining force اللي St. Paul mentioned in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 لما قال يرفع ما يحجز من الوسط. وإيه اللي بيحجز ده؟ اللي هو that is the restraining force that actually restraining Satan. So actually we have the Holy Spirit. هديكوا كم آية معانا علشان بس تعرف ان احنا we are not wrestling alone. أول آية in Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Before sending the disciples to preach, وهتلاقوا preaching ده عبارة عن انها ايه offensive warfare. ربنا قال لهم ايه؟ قال لهم you shall receive power from on high after the Holy Spirit come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, unto the end of the earth. So Rabbin Alom, don't go. Don't start the war unless you receive power from on high when the Holy Spirit come upon you. You need to be filled with the Spirit. Don't go to the world unless in the morning you spend your time with God and take your spiritual nourishment to be filled with the Spirit. Then when you go, you will win. in Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27, يقول likewise the spirit also helps our infirmities. الروح بيعين ضعفنا. For we know not, we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. For He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So the Spirit helps our weakness. Spirit help our infirmities. عشان كده, yes, احنا we know the outcome. We are not alone, but the Spirit of God is with us. في الجزء الباقي عايز اكلمكم على some defensive weapons. احنا قلنا في defensive weapon وفي offensive weapons. اكلمكم شوية على some defensive weapons. Defensive weapons. اول weapon we read it in James chapter 4 verse 7. James 4 7. يقول ايه؟ Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. But I want you to notice the order in this verse. First submit, then resist. Many people actually, when they use this verse, يقول لك قوام إبليس فاهرب منكم. They use the second part. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. But if you resist the devil by yourself, he will not flee. Because you are weaker than the devil. That's why before resisting the devil, you need to submit. When you submit yourself to God, then when the devil comes to you, it will be easy for you to resist him, and he will flee. Submission means is to let God have control over all the areas in your life. Is to do the will of God. Is to ask all the time, what do you want from me? Not what I want and please do it for me. Big difference between the two. And if this is what I want and you do it for me. This was submission. Submission, same as St. Paul Allo, what do you want from me? ماذا تريد مني يا رب أن أفعل. What do you want me to do? Resisting that defensive, and to resist Satan, that defensive weapon. In order to resist, number one, you have to submit. Number two, actually, you have to be steadfast in your faith. شوف 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9. You're like, be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Whom you resist is steadfast in faith. Steadfast, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in you and your brethren that are in the world. Which faith here بتكلم عليه؟ لما بيقول resist him, steadfast in faith. Faith بتيجي في البايبل with many meaning. بتيجي في البايبل as gift of the Spirit. لما قال if you have faith you can say to this mountain move from here to there, هنا كان بيتكلم على the gift of faith. Gift of faith to do miracles. مش كده سانت بول in first Corinthians chapter 13 بيقول if I have faith to move mountains but have not love, you know, it's nothing. It profits me nothing. Faith also comes as virtue. If I speak for the Bible, number one, as gift of the Spirit. Not everybody. لأن أنت النهاردة لو رحت الماونتين وما نقلتوش عن معناه أنت مش مؤمن. لا. هنا بتكلم على gift of faith. بتكلم على gift of faith. Given not to everybody. لأن the gifts are not given to everybody. يعني not the same gifts. كل واحد واخد gift. And each one of us received gift from the Spirit. Each one of us. لكن not everybody received the same gifts.
So this gift of faith to move mountains not given to everybody. لكن في faith as virtue. زي ما مكتوب في مارك 16:16 he who believes and is baptized will be saved. This faith هنا is a virtue which is required for our salvation. The everybody should have this faith. Faith ده اللي هو بقى اقدر اسميه your belief system. That you believe that Jesus Christ is God. He is the savior of the world. He incarnated and crucified and died and rose from the dead. So your creed, your belief system. But faith also has a third meaning, which is confidence, trust. When you trust in God, you are going to the war, trust that you will win. You trust that God will not let you down. You have this faith and confidence in God. Like اللي راح للمسيح وقال له قل كلمة فأبرأ غلامي. He has this confidence in God. So faith تيجي بثلاث معاني في البايبل. تيجي بمعنى gift. وتيجي بمعنى creed, belief system. وتيجي بمعنى confidence and trust. هنا في الآية دي يقصد الاثنين. In order to, number two and number three. In order to resist Satan, your creed, your belief system, your doctrines should be true. You shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. And number two, you should have this confidence, this trust that yes, you are going to the war, but God will not let you down. You are victorious, you are winner in Christ. عارفين زي داود لما وقف قصاد جولياط ديفيد he had this confidence. قال you come to me with sword بسيف ورمح وترس but I come to you with the name of the Lord of hosts. Today the Lord will put you in my hand. فاحنا بنروح الحرب having this confidence that we will win. David has no doubt, had no doubt in هو he will lose the war. Although Goliath يعني was terrifying and intimidating, but David had this confidence, this trust. That's why he resisted Goliath standing in faith. That's the same verse in St. Peter here. Resist steadfast in faith. This confidence will give you the power to resist Satan and to win the war. Number two, أنا بتكلم على defensive strategies or the defensive weapons. فأول حاجة اللي هي submit and resist and resist while steadfast in faith. Number two, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. قال لك, neither give place to the devil. Do not give place to the devil. قبلها بقى فئة جميلة قوي. بيقول ايه? Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to Satan. سان بول عايز يقول لك ايه? Many times, احنا, we give place to Satan in our life. بنديله أماكن في حياتنا. One of the things we usually do and we give place to Satan when we become angry at each other and we do not resolve our conflict and we let the sun go down on our wrath. So actually, if you are doing this, you are giving place to Satan to be with you. حاجات كتيرة بقى بنعملها كلنا and we are giving place to Satan. So it does not make any sense in انت you are fighting against Satan and then inviting him to be with you.
تخيل كده لما تكون مثلا دولة بتحارب دولة وبعدين تسيب لهم مكان يخشوا في أرضنا. فاكرين الثغرة بتاعت أكتوبر؟ هي دي الثغرة، تفتح له ثغرة كده يخش منها الشيطان. So if Satan actually have place, he will wound you. That's at least, if not defeating you. كل مرة كده تقعد على الإنترنت وتقعد تبص على تبص على حاجات مش كويسة. Actually, you are giving place to Satan. If you allow yourself to watch a bad movie or to listen to a bad song or that actually giving place to Satan. If you allowed yourself to go to a wrong place, that's giving place to Satan. مش كده سان بول بيقول لك do not give place to the devil. You are in a war. Do not let him have place in your heart. لأن أول ما الشيطان بياخد مكان it's a struggle to actually to let him go. Yes, you can win the struggle through Jesus Christ. But why to give him place to begin with? وبعد كده الشيطان بقى كل يوم عايز to advance his territory. النهارده خدت قد كده، بكره خدت قد كده، بعد خدت قد كده. And he will try بقى to control and to rule all your life. Number three. طب if already Satan has places in your life, if already you give some areas to Satan, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 26. يقول لك that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him at his will. So if you are already captive in certain areas, or taken by the snare of the devil, you need to recover yourself from Satan's snare. Don't stay there. Now, you know your weapons. Put them on. Shoot. Recover yourself from Satan's snare. Open the windows and shoot. Shoot to the end. Not only three times like the king of Israel, but until you have total victory. You did not resist until bloodshed. Try to recover these areas immediately, now. There is no time. Recover these areas. Don't wait until tomorrow. Now you need to start recovering these areas from Satan's snares. But giving place to Satan is by not abstaining from fleshly lusts or desires. مش كده in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 11 Saint Peter يقول لنا ايه؟ Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, as I told you, the world is not ours. We are strangers here. وآر بيلجرم، بيلجرم يعني إيه؟ وآر بيلجرمينج توارد كينجدوم أوف هيفن، توارد هيفن. أبستين فروم فليشلي لاستس، ويتش وور أجينست ذا سول. If you don't abstain from fleshly desires, actually you are giving place to Satan, and you are weakening your war. St. Paul also told us the same, 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. 1 Thessalonians 5, 22, جميلة قوي دي يقول لك إيه؟ Abstain from all appearance of evil. All appearance of evil. بالعربي يقول لك امتنعوا عن كل شبه شر، مش بس الشر، شبه الشر. All appearance, all forms of evil. Even things that lead to evil. Even things that may lead to evil. Abstain. Number four, يبقى احنا قلنا أول حاجة resist. تاني حاجة don't give place to Satan. تالت حاجة recover yourself from Satan's snare. نمبر 4 تيست ذا سبيريتس. تيست ذا سبيريتس. What do I mean by this? I told you in Satan, one of his major techniques is deception and deceit. That's why you need to test the spirit. Test any thought, any idea comes to you to see whether it's from God or not. And how you test the spirit, how you test the thoughts, how you test any idea, actually compare it against the truth of the scripture. Expose it to your spiritual father. When you disclose your thoughts to your spiritual father, it will be exposed to light. ربنا قال لك الذي يخرج الى النور خلاص ما بقاش له قوه. عشان كده in 1 John chapter 4 verse 1 يقول لك beloved do not believe every spirit because not every spirit from God. Many false prophets are gone out into the world. So test the spirit. Test the spirit. Test the teaching. There are many false teachers claim to be Christian. Test the teaching against the truth. عشان don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. بعد كده النقطة اللي بعدها do not be distracted by worldly affairs. Do not be distracted by worldly affairs. سان بول اتكلم كلام جميل قوي في النقطة دي. You will find it in 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 3 and 4. فبيقول لك ايه؟ يقول لك you therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. سان بول عارف ان احنا we are in war. مش كده بيكلم تيموثاوس يقول له no you are a soldier. انت جندي. بعدين قال له شوف بقى الايه اللي بعدها. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. قال له مفيش حد هو بيتجند بيرتبك بأعمال هذه الحياة. أبقى مينفعش أبقى في الحرب و distracted with the affairs of this life. رجع تاني يقول and also if anyone competes in athletics he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. Third example, the hard working farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say. يعني عايز اقول له take what I say serious. Consider what I say. May the Lord give you understanding in all things. فليعطيك الرب فهما في كل شيء. Many of us go to the war but we are distracted by the world. And this distraction actually we let the distraction actually to direct our life. And we forget we are in a spiritual war. زي ما بقول لك يجي واحد مشغول يقول لك انا مشغول ما عنديش وقت عشان اصلي. فانت you let the world distract you. عشان كده سان بول قال لنا in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 يقول ايه؟ Verse 29, 1 Corinthians 7:29. But this I say, brethren, the time is short. There is no time for distractions. The time is short. So that from now on, even those who had wives
should be as though they had none. Those who weep as though they did not weep. Those who rejoice as though they did not rejoice. Those who buy as though they did not possess. Those who use this world and not misusing it, for the form of this world is passing away. St. Paul Malaksh, stop doing the activities of the world. Yes, maybe you need to buy, you need to marry, you need to rejoice, you need to weep. Yes, these are activities. But do not let these activities distract you from your goal. عشان كده بقول لك الذين يتزوجون كأنهم ليس لهم. يعني don't let your marriage distract you from your relationship with God. والذين يبكون كأنهم لا يبكون. Don't let your sorrow distract you from God. والذين يفرحون كأنهم لا يفرحون. Don't let your joy over يعني world things distract you from God. والذين يشترون كأنهم لا يملكون. Don't let the business of this world, the business, المشغولية, distract you from God. والذين يستعملون العالم كأنهم لا يستعملونه. So yes, you are using the world, but don't misuse it. أنت تبقى misusing it لو ال world be your goal. عشان كده, don't be distracted. Lay aside the worldly affairs. Lay aside the world affairs. Don't be distracted. علشان to be watchful and to be vigilant. انت عارفين في الريسلينج, one of the techniques, يقول لك they imbalance. يعملوا imbalance. يعني they disturb the balance. He get his attention into something. Make him believe that he will attack this area. Then actually he will attack another area. That's how he went. That's exactly what Satan بيعمله معانا. He tried to disturb our balance, get our attention maybe into a sorrow or some joy or some business or some activities. So once my يعني attention goes to this direction, he will attack me. That's why we need to be focused. We are in spiritual warfare. بعد كده فرد أتكلم على the armor of God. لكن ده هخليها للبايبل ستادي, يعني this will be our Bible study, the whole armor of God. اتكلمنا على some offensive defensive weapons, واتكلمنا على offensive and defensive warfare. نكمل بقى في المحاضرات الجاية بقية الـ spiritual warfare. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
Grace, you mentioned that the church has three types of service, one defensive, two offensive. وكلنا بنعمل defensive, I think, as a main.
ونعملهاش good كمان.
What should be the role of every church, مثلا في توزيع الخدمة, احنا عندنا, ابتدينا maybe two, 3 years ago, عملنا أسرة افتقار. So this is offensive. لكن الإيفانجيلايزيشن مش موجود. فإز إيفري تشيرش.
أنا هيرد إن أنا عندكم كنيسة يعني.
لكن does every diocese, يعني does every congregation, every church have to work on all.
It depends on the gifts of the Spirit. يعني سان بول لما اتكلم عن gifts of the Spirit, God gives some to be teacher, some to be prophet, some to be apostle, some to be evangelists. لكن احنا sometimes we don't actually يعني everybody wants to be a Sunday school servant. أول ما يكبر كده, maybe this is not his gift is not teaching. Maybe his gift is preaching, يعني to do evangelism. فهنا المفروض the leaders of the church should actually discover the gifts and then use the gifts. فلو أنا my gift in teaching, maybe I'll serve as Sunday school. My gift is evangelism, maybe I will serve, you know, in this area. Maybe my gift اللي هي just to search, do outreach and seek for the prodigal son and bring it back. فهنا each church should look at the gifts of the people and then direct these gifts. زي مثلا انا عايز ابني, ما بشغلهمش كلهم يكونوا كهربائية، عايز الكهربائي وعايز بتاع السائل اسمه ايه ده، whatever plumbing whatever، يعني كل واحد in his field، كل واحد in his area.
يعني we should develop within our church, for instance, evangelization based on the gifts of those servants. يعني ما نعتمدش، ما نعتمدش نقول لا انا ده في كنيسه ثانيه.
Basically, yes.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I'm saying we should not rely on the fact that مثلا there is an evangelism church, so we don't do any evangelization. Every church مطلوب منها ان هي to evangelize.
That's right. يعني مثلا دلوقتي يعني His Holiness ordained a bishop for mission and evangelism اللي هو bishop for. يعني he's calling يعني يوم الرسالة بتاعته bishop of mission. ما كانش يقول لك خلاص انا بقى انا بقول هو المسؤول فانا ماليش علاقة بيه. فيعني every bishop in his area his territory should برضو يعني employ these three ministries. نفس الكلام الكنيسه، ما تجيش تقول خلاص اي الكنيسه مسؤوله على الايفانجيليزم now احنا it's not our business anymore. No. فكل كنيسه مسؤوله على ثلاث خدمات دول، مش كل كنيسه، كل واحد مننا based on his gifts.
ممكن سؤال ثاني؟ Your Grace, you said also that we should ask God submit and then resist the devil and he'll flee from us. The submit piece, we ask God, how do you want me to serve you? How do I get the answer from God? How do I know that this is what God wants from me in my service?
طبعا beside prayer, listen to the feedback. ربنا بيتكلم معانا maybe through others. So listen to the feedback. ربنا اتكلم مع جونا through even nature, through a storm, through whale, through worm, through this little tree. ف listen to the feedback of others. لو واحد قال لك مثلا انت you are good in teaching, انت are a helper. This ده احيانا بيبقوا عيال صغيرين وراح تشوفهم كده يقول لك ده عنده كده leadership quality. ده منظم، ده administrative. So these are the gifts of the Spirit. Listen to the feedback of others and also listen to yourself and examine yourself carefully in the light of spirit. See what are the talents that God gave you, what are the gifts that God gave you. Talk about it with your spiritual father and he will help you to discover your gifts and your talents. And finally, be willing to use this talent. Many times we are not aware of our gifts and talents because subconsciously we are not willing to use these talents for the glory of God. فطبعا if you are not willing to use the talent or the gift for the glory of God, it will disappear from you. يعني gradually كده you will be unaware of it. Unaware of it. بس فيبقى طبعا beside prayer, listen to the feedback of others, وبعدين examine yourself, talk with your spiritual father, and try to use them, يعني have the willingness to use them for the glory of God. مرة عملنا workshops كده، كنت كلمتهم على gift of the spirit، وبعدين قسمتهم مجموعات، هيعرفوا بعض، يعني each group know each other very well. وبعدين قلت لهم أنا عايز كل واحد منكم يكتب في ورقة what does he think his gifts are. اكتب كده ان انا اي ثينك ان انا عندي جيفت. بعد ما احنا اتكلمنا على كل يعني وي ريد ذا فور ليستس اوف جيفتس الموجودين في البايبل اللي هم فيرست بيتر 4 وافيشن 4 فيرست كورنثيان 12 ورومانس 12. بعد ما قرينا كل الليستس بتاعت الجيفتس اوف سبيريت فتقول ناو يعني almost you have a comprehensive list of spirit. Write down what is your gift. كل واحد كتب his gift or gifts. بعد كده I ask the group each one to write what he believes that others' gift are. فنسك أول فلان I think he has a gift of God. فلان has a gift of God. فلان has a gift. But then we start to share this information together and we talked about it. And many youth actually قالوا yes and I have this gift but I was unaware of it. مجرد ما هم أصدقائه his group and his friends قالوا له على I think we have this gift, I think we have this gift. We start to examine himself. This helped him to understand and be aware of his gift. ف
فده ممكن تعملوها في فصول مدارس الاحد ولا في اني ورك شوب بعد ما نتكلم عن الجيفت اوف سبيريت ممكن يتعمل ده، بتبقى يعني جود ورك شوب بتخلي الواحد احيانا يعني his eyes to be open to some gifts maybe I'm unaware of it. في اربعه ريفرنس، رومانس 12 و1 كورينثيان 12، بعدين ايفيجنز 4 و1 بيتر 4، فهم 4 و12. These are the four lists اللي هم بتوع gifts of spirit. كفاية كده علشان برضو الوقت ما يسرحش.